Warning, warning. Danger Will Robinson. Hey, did you know that there may be regulatory gaps that would leave consumers utterly unprotected? Huh. Republic of Texas Radio will point those out to you today, or maybe we won't. Maybe we'll do something completely different. But I do want to start with this little story. Anyways, let's do the date really quickly. December 10th. Doesn't give us much time left in the month. Got, what, 3 days? We're on the day before Christmas. Oh, actually, I don't know that we are. So maybe Sam can let me know if we're going to be live on Sunday, and we'll plan to use that time slot or not use it. But anyways, we will be live on Christmas, though. Bank versus You is going to be hosting a Christmas gala. And so if you're listening for talk show hosts and you want to just go tot and chat, Bank versus You, that's BANKVSYOU.com. And we'll have a Christmas show because I kind of like to listen to live talk radio. So, anyways, so that station keeping. Oh, no. Chat room. RepublicofTexas.chattango.com. You can head over there. I'm going to be dropping some links as we go along. And I don't know why I decided that this is a subject that is really worthy for today. But last night I started bumping around internet stuff, right? You know, asking myself questions about what is the internet and where is it now. I've been on the internet now for well over, what the heck, I don't know, 23, 24 years. Had dial-up modems. Oh, shoot, I've been in modem land since I was a little lad, a little tyke. But I remember the early internet, and I remember the internet today, right? Because I used it yesterday. I really woke up kind of late, and so that's why I didn't use it this morning. Well, much. Did a little bit of show prep, hooked up into Skype. But my story goes like this. We have a problem out there, and the problem is a lot of the major reality manipulators. They have been given carte blanche access to manipulate what you see and, what you read. One of them is Facebook, and we've talked about that before in the past. You know, their ability to go, well, no, he needs to look at this. He needs to look. She has to look at this. And we're going to show them all nothing about this. Now, that was actually partially crafted into a thing that was originally called, what was it called? Matter of Protecting and Promoting Open Internet, but commonly referred to as net neutrality. Huh. Okay, it's something like that. And, but net neutrality is not neutralize. Well, it does neutralize the internet. And we have to talk a little bit about what is the internet to get into it. But this will be coming up to a vote, and you're going to be hearing a lot of people say, oh, we can't drop internet or net neutrality or else they're all going to take over the world, right? And then they come out and go, it'll create a regulatory gap. Everybody's going to be unprotected. It's like we're all walking on the internet without condoms. Nah, I don't know. But here's the deal. Back in 2015, God, what's his name? Barack Obama found out that he wanted to change the internet. Let's here's a quote, and we'll see how my quote reading thing is going on today. Arjit Pai, right? He's the FCC head, and he wrote this back in 2015 when he was just a whatever the heck he was and whatever the heck he is now. Anyways, Arjit Pai, this is not only a radical departure from bipartisan market-oriented politics that have served us so well for the last two decades. It's also an about-face on the proposed FCC made just last month. So why is the FCC changing course? Why is the FCC turning its back on internet freedom? It's because we have evidence that the internet is not, or is it because we have evidence that the internet is not open? No. It's because we have, or is it because we have discovered some problem with a prior interpretation of the law? No, we are flip-flopping for one reason and one reason alone. President Barack Obama told us to. We fixed something that wasn't broke. You see, in the old days of the internet, you had edge providers, and I connected to the edge, and we subscribed to somebody, let's say AOL. AOL is one of those old things, and yeah, they weren't really an internet provider in the beginning. They had their own network and so forth, and they turned into an internet provider, but you could connect to people like Cox, Cablevision, and, you know, Time Warner, whatever. Those are the ones that we remember today, and they're an edge provider. They don't carry a backbone. Right now, they weren't a core provider. Now, they give you the best quality service that they can, because at one point you wanted to do whatever you wanted to do, and if their network didn't allow you to do what you wanted to do, you'd switch networks. There would be somebody else that are, you know, willing to kick their butt. But no, what they ended up doing is saying that we have to regulate these guys, and the rules for the core providers, right, what we actually call the backbone, the rules for them is they had to pass traffic that was passed to them. That's it, right? And so those rules had, if I receive, and I'm like UUNet, and you're Sprint or AT&T, if I moved a chunk of data to your interface, you had to bring it home, baby, right? And then same thing. If I bring a chunk of data to Sprint or UBN's interface, they bring it home, or they get it along that route. That's the way the internet worked before 2015. But now, all of a sudden, everybody's regulated and said, well, you can't actually put a quality of service on anything, because you might hurt somebody's feelings, and somebody might actually put up an access list and stop people from seeing what they want to see. But that never happened. That never happened. It never happened in the history of the internet. But they put these rules in place. And what happened? It also kind of gave the leeway for censorship for Google. Yeah, for the little Googleites. That's great. So Facebook and Google start manipulating the heck out of everything, and it's covered. It's all in there, folks. So when net neutrality comes in and goes, well, they're going to repeal it, and it's going to break the internet, don't believe it. Let's go to Jimmy. Sorry, Jimmy. I really never liked net neutrality, never thought it was neutral. What about you?
No, and I think the point in the timeline is when we broke up the DNS system, and if my information serves me correctly, it's basically in the hands of China and the UN right now, the domain name registry system, which is gives them a way to do exactly what you're talking about. Quality of service has always been a setting that I use even here for video and different ports. And they just need to leave it alone, and they just need to get out of it. Do we need a regulatory system to manage domain names and the routing tables and keep track of that? You bet we do. But I have found over the years, because I too, in fact, I just ordered two USB modems yesterday, but I'll get to that later, why I did that. But the thing is it's like a stop sign. We need a stop sign to regulate traffic, but we don't need the cop sitting in the bushes if my wheel doesn't come to a complete stop. So we need not so much regulation, but management of the registration system, and let the packets flow.
Yeah, I see that. And I've been through squabbles, right? When you have an internet or an internet provider, and they're getting a squabble with another internet provider saying, you know, it's a tier one internet provider, they're required to, you know, move the packet along once they get it. And the packet's a little chunk of data, right? And it has a source IP address and a destination IP address, and they receive it at their router, and they hand it off. They get into fights every once in a while, and they get past it really quick because the pressure of everybody on the internet saying, you two, no more shenanigans, right? Stop it. Leave it alone. We're going to kick your butt and work around you. You're going to be nothing, right? And, you know,
one more thing
I hear that.
I've noticed over the last year, and especially in recent months, is I've got hundreds of domain names registered. Some were for fun, and others I just haven't done anything with. But I've noticed, especially in the recent few months, I used to be able to call up, give my account number, tell them the domain name I wanted to register, and I had previously verified it was available, and it was a 5 or 10 minute thing. Now they want all kinds, especially if you register a .tv or a .org, they start asking you, what are you going to do with it? And, I'm thinking, that's none of your business.
Well, maybe it is in net neutrality. Maybe that thing will get repealed. Maybe they're just blustering. You know, I find a lot of people ask for extra evidence just because most people that walk through reality are just worms and will give them everything that they want to. You know, thinking that they, you know, just have to ask, what's your mother's maiden name?
Walk
what
up you to have
somebody
for dinner last
next
night?
Week.
You know, what color
yeah, what
underwear
did you have?
Do you have on today? Yeah.
Well, let's bring the others on. Hey, Alan, how are you? Like hearing about the internet?
Well, I don't know. Your first words made me crawl up in a corner with my blankie in an unregulated panic.
Oh, God. I'm sorry about that. You know, I just find these alarmist words. It's like, oh my God, one article, it's trying to do stuff, and one article goes, warning, regulatory gap, unprotected masses. You're going, really? That's just like insane. Oh, well, I don't know. Good morning. We'll be going other directions, too. We won't stick on the internet too long. But we are there. Hey, Doc, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Yeah, is everything good with you?
I can't complain, and nobody wants to hear it when you do.
How's your internet over there? I know you use a cable system, and you use satellite TV still, right?
Yeah, I've got DirecTV, sadly, for my satellite, which started off good, and then they whittled it down to a skeleton deal at an unreasonable price. And then I've got AT&T for internet, the office phone.
Well, let me ask you, as far as choices on internet goes, you live in a big city, you know, do you have more than one choice for high speed internet?
Well, yeah, you can get anybody, but they don't always deliver what they promise, and so you end up having to get rid of somebody that lied and try to shop around for something else.
So you use a cable network, but you also, do you have access to fiber in your neighborhood?
Yeah, I think the AT&T is a fiber optic network.
Okay.
Speaking of which, you know, Steve, they're laying fiber optic out here in the middle of nowhere again. They're running cables out the concrete road out here.
Oh, yeah, I see it, you know, going in all over the place. And that's where the world gets bigger, right? When I stopped giving a crap. Can I say crap? I guess I just did say crap. Okay, when I stopped caring about what the size of the pipes that the Tier 1 providers were using, they were using OC-133, and it was slow. I mean, little teeny tiny pipes going across the universe, right? But now these pipes that they're using, this fiber, man, I looked it up last night when I was kind of like tweaking on, you know, well, what the heck are they using now? 255 terabytes per second. They're actually pushing near the speed of light data transmission rates, right? I mean, that is so much data that it's incredible. Now, when they start talking about net neutrality, they might be able to move these packets at that rate of speed, right, 500 or 255 terabits per second, but they can't regulate them at that speed. You know, you can't inspect every single packet. You're going to have to put them on there, and they're going to move across, and then you can take them off, and you're going to send them to their destination. Putting an access control list, which is pretty much what net neutrality was dealing with, they're saying, well, we're going to say Steve's radioshow.com is going to get really low service, right? Now, who's going to regulate that? Well, I have this one internet connection, and I put my server over there, and sorry, that was my cat walking on the computer, and it made me cut out. Well, I guess I was just saying that net neutrality and this cat don't serve a place in my world right now, and they don't have the ability to do that, and I lost my train of thought. Okay. Jimmy, do you have anything to add to that while I regroup?
Yeah, I think we should shake down your cat and see if he might be not be working for your ISP. But, you know, in my configuration, I have statics, and if they don't like me doing my show, all they have to do is, you know, even on a dynamic service. And back to your other point, you know, even though I'm in Tampa and there's fiber through Fios, in fact, the junction box is right in my front on the corner of my property, the big, you know, the junction box that if somebody subscribes that they tie the last mile cable into. But I only really have two choices aside from Dish, of course, is either Spectrum or Verizon. And if you go through some of the big carriers, they're actually reselling their competition's service. So, I mean, I could call an AT&T reseller, and it's, you know, and not knowing the architecture, and I, you know, I'm buying Spectrum cable, but I'm paying a third party. So we really in Tampa only have two choices aside DirecTV being the, you know, the terrestrial cable and internet. Well, as far as running all this fiber that Doc said, or that Alan said, and good morning, guys, you know, they're getting, that's all getting ready for the 5G calamity that's coming.
Yeah, and Jimmy, you mentioned a word earlier, they're statics. The only thing I know that is a very high-level math. What are you referring to as statics in your computer system?
Well, there's two types of services that we get, and most people have what are called a dynamic IP, which means it can change. So you might, you know, you lock into your cable carrier and the IP address out of their modem, you know, is your local IP, but it can change. But then you can also order what's called a static IP, which you need to have if you're going to host servers and things like that. Then you have a set range of static IP addresses that are yours and yours alone. So okay. On my two backbones, I have a total of 10 on each, so I have a total of 20 statics, but I can also pull a dynamic IP. So if I set up like a guest wireless network for folks that come in my lobby and things like that, but basically the only difference between static and dynamic is static is fixed and fixed forever as long as you pay your bill.
Okay. Yeah. And every time you visit a website, they can tell it's coming from Bank versus You because, well, it never changes. It's one of those few. Whereas, like, my IP address will change, depends on the given conditions. You know, I only have one choice for internet provider out here, and I'm very happy with them, by the way. It's a little company called Bee Creek Communications, and they have a 900 megahertz. Well, they use a few different frequencies, and they have towers, and they sit there and they beam it from towers to us in rural locations. Now, this fiber is coming down, and it went down our street, and they're slowly branching it off to little tiny communities where they're going to deliver them voice, video, and internet. And it will change some things, but maybe it won't change it that much. We don't need net neutrality. We'll be right back, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
La la la, we're going la la la. No, that's
hey,
not.
Hey Steve, I want to add just one more tidbit to the IP thing.
Okay.
When you know the dynamic and static scenarios that we're talking about, those on dynamic IPs are like a rental car. You even though it will change. The feds can go back and say, well, who had this IP address at this period of time? So if you did a show or sent an email or something on that IP and 90 days go by and it changes, it's logged that you had that VIN being a rental car example or in this case an IP. So even though they change, they do keep track of who leased that IP address from you know, any question of time.
Yeah, and that's only if your carrier does that kind of logging. You know, it's not mandated. And as far as I know, well, actually, I do know that my carrier doesn't. And so all they know is one of their customers did something with this IP address. There is no trace back. You know, once it gets back, it's not there. You know, they don't have the infrastructure in place. So, and it's nice to have a small internet service provider. And technically, I might be on Time Warner because my wireless network provider, the tier, what's it called, the last mile. I'm in what's called the last mile, the rural out in the middle of nowhere. It brings it all the way back to a single Time Warner connection, and it goes out on a bunch of random IPs. And what we will know with the traffic is that I, at this point, am coming to Republic Broadcasting via a Time Warner IP address, and all the other in between, you can't trace it back. Now, if the FCC comes over and tells my ISP, you're going to have to do that. They'll go, oh, really? Huh. Okay. Well, there's other reason to run with this smaller ISP, right? And this is where it comes into competition. A few months back, the government said that it's okay for the ISPs to start tracking everything that you do, and it's okay for them to trade it with business partners or sell it, right? I went over to my internet provider, and I said, so what do you think about that? There's, you know, the lady that works there, right? She's worked there since they opened. She laughed. She says, we don't do any of that. She says, that's just crazy, right? What are we going to do with that, right? We're a small internet provider. I go, there you go. Another reason to use you. All they can do is get the gestalt of all the customers of my ISP, Bee Creek. So they can sit there and go, well, here, all these Bee Creek users go to all these different websites. It's kind of interesting. That's a little bit too much internet for most folks. I could talk to you forever on this, Jimmy, but, you know, I don't think these people really want to hear too much more about that. Well, maybe they do.
No, because we could get into MAC addresses and trace routing.
And that would bore people, right? Yeah. You know, is that going to bore people? You know what bored me? And we'll move on. We'll switch subject. Was working in Silicon Valley. Right. This was the holiday season at this point. And holiday season means, well, you're going to get a couple weeks off. You don't have to work very much towards the end of December. You'll be off during Christmas for the most part. Everybody's off. And you'll be off during New Year's and really don't have to get back to work till January. And they also have these things called company parties. And the companies always want to have these big parties to keep your people happy so they don't jump ship come, you know, January where we start working again. And so this year, oh, you got to check it out. So this year, we're dealing with a bunch of scandals. And, Jimmy, you brought one up, you know, what's his name? Senator Not-So-Funny, oogling and ogling women, and he finally, what is his name? Blah, 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 blah. God.
Franken.
Al Franken, right? So you got Al Franken. We got all these different people accused of sexual harassment. Well, you know those wonderful companies that sponsor net neutralities, your Googles and your Facebooks and your whatnots, you know, they're throwing their company parties, and they found a little problem. They found out that most of their employees don't want to go to their parties because who wants to go to a party with, well, 60, 150 people, 200 people that you've seen for the last 5 years and they're all males? Oh, my God. Get me out of here, Spock. We'll be right back and I'll tell you really what's going on out there. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
And there we are at the bottom of the hour, and bottom of the first hour. One thing I want to get in that I forgot to get in at the last little segment when we were talking about the internet and so forth is I put a picture in the chat room, and it's a very interesting picture. You know, I found this picture back in, for the first time, when was that? 1995. And it's allegedly of the first two computers that came together to form ARPANET back in 1969. And I threw it in the chat room. You can go over and take a look, and I would recommend you have a look at that picture. It's been scanned and tweaked, and, you know, it's losing resolution quick, folks. Man, I wonder what it's going to look like in another 20 years. It's probably going to be de-resed and whatever, gone. But it's kind of interesting to see how far we've gone. But I'll get back to where I was going. And it's basically Silicon Valley has a problem, right? All those startups have a huge problem. They're mostly males, and no matter how much they try to inject females into the company, for some reason they just can't I don't feel like it's a sexist thing to say. It's hard to find people that work the same as guys in tech companies. You know, I've worked with a lot of great women. Don't get me wrong, great engineers. It's a lot of guys. So they found out that they had a problem this year, and it doesn't matter that everybody's getting caught for sexual shenanigans. They are now hiring models to come to their Christmas parties and to their New Year's parties, and they're secret models. They're told to be, well, I'm Susie with, I'm HR Chickie's friend from so-and-so. So they're also liars. So isn't that weird that your Googles, your Facebooks are stacking the decks with, well, non-peoples and basically lying to their staffs? I mean, they're going to be able to point them out, right? What the hell? Did I see her walking down the runway? Wow, look at that. Whose friend is she? I'm going to go talk to her. No, you're not going to go talk to her. You can't do anything but look at your screen and type on your iPhone. You're socially inept. No, I don't know. Maybe one or two of those programmers over there can actually communicate with other human beings. But I found that kind of funny. What do you think, Alan? Do you throw a bunch of geeks in a room with a bunch of models and they pretend to be other people? Is that where we are today? I get it is, but it's weird, huh?
Were you putting that to me? You were cutting out there a little bit on me.
Oh, sorry.
Well, it's Rent-A-Crowd, you know.
I know. What do you want your crowd for? You know, oh, God. What do you think there, Doc? Anything? You want to hire some model to come over for your Christmas party?
Well, I have a feeling they've been doing that for years and years and years. And really? They've always worked those kind of people in to make things look a little nicer for whatever function they were doing.
Yeah, remember our Christmas party? Oh, I remember that one chick. Oh, my God. I've never seen her. She didn't give me her phone number. I couldn't get it. You know, she wasn't real. I don't know, Jimmy. Is it a dichotomy that our world is doing this Me Too-ism, whatever the heck that means, saying that, you know, we're ooglifying women, and meanwhile, the people that are yelling the loudest about that...
Well, let's take it to the next level. Let's talk about, you know, the big buzz now are these sex robots. Mm-hmm. And for about $15,000, you know, you pick the hair color or this, that, and the other. And, I mean, that's the latest thing this whole week is, you know, they're interviewing these dorky-looking guys talking about how their wives don't mind if they have this robot. So, you know, soon we're going to see these robots at these parties. I mean, it is just unbelievable. You know, some days I think, okay, this is just a bad comedy dream. But if you really take in the last 2 weeks of news, to include what you're talking about with plants at Christmas parties and you know, and now I don't know, it's Orwellian.
Oh yeah, it's totally Orwellian.
Well, we had sonic booms going on here yesterday. Just I wanted to put that in there real quick. And it's, you know, I live near MacDill Air Force Base, but you rarely, you know, I'll hear jets or see them. But yesterday they were up to something around here because there was a lot of sonic booms and things going on. So who knows what these people are up to out there. I don't know if they're getting ready to discover that they need to be concerned about, you know, the good people or... I don't know, Steve. It's just hopefully people are smart enough to know that Bambi doesn't work in HR or isn't the HR director's sister, you know?
I don't know, hooker. Man. It's an AI hooker.
Yeah, there you go.
Have to clean those things.
Oh, I love it.
I don't know. You just reformat it, Alan? I don't know. Reinstall from a previous image? You know, what the hell was that like? Okay, forget it. We're going down that rabbit trail really hard.
I'm going to mute.
So another thing that happened is a group came out and said that the major companies that are doing these little devices, you know, your Alexa and your Siri and Microsoft's has Corona, whatever. Anyways, that they need to do more to change the way that people interact with females, that they're not doing enough. Because one of the things is with these little stupid robots that are voice activated, you get a tin can, right? And it connects up to your internet via Wi-Fi or a wire, or however the hell this tin can connects, right? It could be on your phone. And it goes back to a big server farm. And when you say, Siri, you know, give me the weather, right? And Siri comes back and she says, I have a piece of toasted bread. And you're like, you stupid Siri, well, you know, it'll come back. And if you swear at Siri or Alexa or whatever, it goes, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't understand it. Well, the social justice warriors actually want it to come up with more constructive ways to stop you from saying, Alexa, you're beep, beep, you know, that could get you kicked off the internet. And in the future, that could put somebody at your door because you yelled at your AI, according to the social justice warriors, because you attacked Siri or Alexa or whatever. So it is getting kind of stupid. But
well, doesn't that fall into line, Steve? Didn't Saudi Arabia just grant citizenship to one of their robots, and it has all the rights and protections? So if I walked up to her and or it or whatever and, you know, said you look nice today, that could be considered hate speech. And I think I like where you're going, or not that I like it, but I get it, is, you know, because I say all kinds of stuff to Siri just to see what I get back. And, you know, I get a knock at the door that I'm abusing something that now has citizenship. What are they going to give Siri citizenship?
That robot's got more rights than real women over in Saudi Arabia do.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And who's to say that it can't be, you know, the Saudis that pass a law, and then all of a sudden we are in a trade agreement with them, and then all of a sudden we're held to, you know, and boom, wow. Man, that list of people that swore at Siri is going to be huge, right? There's going to be door knocking. It's going to be bigger than, you know, gun confiscation, I bet.
Well, what about, you know, I was listening to Sean Anthony one time, and he had his little Siri thing with him, and he said, Siri, shut down. You know, he told it to shut down, and it's not supposed to reactivate until he says, you know, Siri, you know, open up or whatever. And he was sitting there talking on his show, and Siri broke in. It was listening to him and broke in and commented on what he was talking about. He said, I didn't tell it to come back on. What's it doing? So it's sitting there listening the whole time anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you guys remember, what was it, 2 weeks ago, I was sitting here with you guys, and my Siri lit up and said, good morning, Jim. What can I do for you? And I, you know, I have it turned off. The only time I turn on Siri is if I get in a mood to play with it, you know, to see if I can't piss it off. But yeah, do you guys remember that? It just turned on.
I remember. You know, my first thing that comes to my mind is, oh, Siri, go jump in that toilet. You know, but.
Oh, I've said some colorful things to my girl Siri.
Yeah, I've heard you talk offline there, Jim. I believe it.
I am a true Southern redneck. Yes, sir.
Well, that's good. But we're doing a family show. That's why we're only talking about AIs. And, yeah. Oh, it's crazy. The whole world's gone nuts. The sonic booms aren't a normal thing in your area, are they?
No, there's... No, they're not. When the shuttle was in service, you know, we knew when it was coming in, and you hear the boom, boom, and, you know, you knew the shuttle was home. There's an air show or two at MacDill, and every once in a while, you know, one of the hotshot pilots would break the sound barrier, and you hear one. But yesterday, it was, you know, more than one. And, of course, I put the post in your chat room there, Steve, but, you know, the one sheriff's office said that, you know, several people reported seeing military-style jets in the area, but we can't confirm that. You know, we'll give you more later. Well, we'll never hear anything more about it. So it was just interesting because, you know, it's...
Those are not supposed to be going
supersonic. To answer your question, no, I don't. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Alan.
They're not supposed to be going supersonic over the continent. That was the whole thing with the airliner. God, what was that called now? It's completely decommissioned.
Oh, the Concorde.
Concorde, yeah. It was the sonic booms. And I remember growing up in San Angelo over here where Goodfellow Air Force Base is. You know, it was kind of a spook base. And sitting in class all day, and hearing and the windows rattle, you know, and everything. It pretty much shakes everything in the whole school. I know that.
Well, my houses and building are solid, but it definitely shook the windows. And I'm thinking, okay, well, and we had some, you know, very windy cold front come through yesterday. So I knew it wasn't anything to do with that, but I really didn't stop to consider going outside to see if I saw any F-16s. And I do see them, you know, MacDill, I'm just 15 miles north and the runways run parallel and I'll hear them, but you know, they're typically taken off to go up to Jacksonville or something. And you know, if I start to see massive amounts, and you know, MacDill is primarily a refueler, you know, they fly the big refuelers out of here. I see those all the time, and it's rare to see, you know, an F-16 type of jet over our skies here. Very, very rare. And I don't think a refueler is capable of a supersonic.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Interesting thing happened the other day. I went outside and looked, and I saw a big tracks going across the sky, and one of them made a big swooping curve, and I was waiting for him to make a circle, you know, like I've seen him do a couple of times. And nope, he kind of made about a 90-degree turn and went on his path. And then I was talking to a friend of mine up the road here who's kind of interested in aviation, and he did tracking on this plane, and it did this same pattern over Fredericksburg. It turned at Fredericksburg, went back out over Austin, made a turn, and came back around, did other loops, and was making all kinds of funky patterns over this area. So who knows?
Who does know? Hey, let's go to the phones. Hey, Mike in Kentucky. Good morning. How are you today?
John Spartan, you've been fined one credit for a violation of the Verbal Morality Code. Please stay where you are, and your San Andreas police officer will come by for your personal reprimand.
Yeah,
we've all seen that one, haven't we? 1993.
That's great.
Can you get your Alexa? Call your Alexa. Hollywood gets its money's worth sometimes on these consultants, these tech consultants. They've had this voice recognition stuff going on for a long time. It was depicted also in the movie, Clear and Present Danger. They supposedly were able to scan all of the cell phone traffic in South America for this one guy who'd left 7 words on an answer machine for his girlfriend, and he killed her. I mean, as part of the death investigation. He was secretary to the White House somehow, and he was an intelligence guy for the fictionalized drug lord. What was his name? They actually had him the name Pablo Escobedo. It was a parody for Pablo Escobar. But yeah, that was Tom Clancy's 1992 or something. Clear and Present Danger with Harrison Ford. Remember that? The answer machine. The machine is on, Moira. And from that, they depicted that they could tell he was Cuban. And then they scanned all of the cell phone traffic for South America.
Found the actual traffic. Yeah.
We can't do that.
So it's been going on a long time. Alexa, you know, fining you one credit for a violation of the morality code if you're around children. I had a cell phone lock up my fax line here at the TV station. This guy's phone was stuck on the speakerphone, and he was cussing out these children. And I mean, somebody had left him with a job he should not have had. He was trying to do landscaping and watching like 7 or 8 children, and his phone locked up my fax line. I called him back and I said, "Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing? You know, you're having a lot of trouble there with these kids, ain't you? And I said, I don't think you should be talking to him like this, because apparently it was a teenager kid that was giving him the most trouble. And he goes, he stopped me and he said, I know who this is. You're running that local TV station, don't you? And I said, yeah. He said, you're freaking out all these kids because my phone's stuck on speakerphone. Because they didn't realize, all of these children did not realize those phones were listening at any given time. And this was probably 2007, before Snowden came out, or even I didn't even know about Russell Tice and his satellite spying stuff, but where they sent him up for mental evaluation because he tried to go through the whistleblower channels. But anyway, this guy said, hey, will you take out an affidavit? Will you and this older child take out an affidavit of what just happened? He goes, you bet I will. And I tell you what, I guess all these lawyers know that they all have immunity from prosecution, because I can't get anybody, and the Electronic Frontier Foundation even made fun of me. I mean, that's how stupid. I think they're just a steam valve for collecting money.
Yep.
Oh.
I don't think they're doing a thing.
Hang on there. Let's do the break. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the night.
La, 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 la. We're back. Republic of Texas radio show. Yeah, I don't, we got Mike in Kentucky on the line, and The phone system and the tapped phone system doesn't necessarily work correctly all the time. I've heard lots of strange things happen. Seems like you have too.
Well, I have to wonder sometimes if there is an AI loose in the system. You know, that was depicted somewhat in what was that TV show? Person of Interest, if you ever got to see it. You can binge watch it. And they were breaking stories in that script that would hit the alternative media weeks and weeks later. And I would like, that's the same. They're using the same top secret project code words that came out in this Snowden leak or something, you know, and in the script for that show. It's like they had inside people writing a script for it. And this guy had built this thing they called the Machine that was an artificial intelligence entity that could, augment itself. And so it was like a Frankenstein's monster, but it was benevolent. And then along comes another one that was not benevolent, and they started warring with each other. I didn't even finish watching the series to see what happened. I think they were proposing a fifth season, and so they left some loose ends, but that'd be one to binge watch, for where we're at. But now you're talking about these tanker planes exceeding the sound barrier a minute ago. I think that is entirely possible that it's on the record augmentation of a lot of these tanker planes, some of which look a lot like the planes that flew into the towers, you know, and that would explain how Pilots for 9/11 Truth says the radar needs radar, shows those planes flying beyond the capability of the civilian aircraft up to like 530 miles an hour, which parts of the plane would start to fall off and peel off. We saw, what was it, the F-35 strike fighter just had a piece of it crumble off of it last week over Okinawa. But now they have on the record beefed up a lot of these AWACS and tanker planes because they're hauling a massive load of fuel compared to what the airframe was in a civilian class. 777 or 767 are not designed to carry that much of a load and do the types of maneuvers that they might need to do through turbulent conditions or whatever to get to a refueling spot on time. They have to be on station, you know, and so they want the extended capabilities of these planes. And I would not be surprised that some of them can exceed the sound barrier without damaging the airframe or the barber pole is extended, you know, for brief time.
They could modify them or something like that.
Oh yeah,
you know, the materials that were used to create those flying vessels. Are they vessels? I don't know. They're old, right? The materials, and then we got a lot more new stuff to do. But what
well, there
do
is
that
a, on the on the Dreamliner and the I think 767 and some of these strato tankers have been reworked with carbon fiber and all kinds of fun stuff, and they can reinforce the, you know, the control surfaces so they don't tear off as easily as they would on a civilian. The civilians are designed to be as lightweight as possible to be the most fuel efficient as possible. And so they don't fly much beyond about 400 miles an hour, and you start losing pieces.
Yep. You'd almost think anyway, they'd crumple into a building if they hit it. Not go straight through it.
Yep, that's true too.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, Mike. Really appreciate you. We'll talk to you, next time. And we'll be back for the second hour. Thanks, folks. We'll be right back with Republic of Texas Radio.
Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.